Gary, there was always going to be an upset in this this championship, but no doubt you weren't predicting that it was going to be Glen Swally that went home this evening with a defeat, and it's Dunmow who advance. What are your thoughts on that, Gary?
Yeah, you're 100% right, and we didn't want to be the one that was the favourite to lose, you know. And suppose, listen, people talked a lot coming into the game, Maureen, about you know, it was a good draw for you, but it's only a good draw if you go and beat them, you know. And we didn't manage to do that. It was also a good draw for Dunlow, you know. They would have fancied the chances coming in here and down to Fakara, having the familiarity last week, having played here as well. You know, it's just leaves a sickly feeling in the stomach right now, so it does, and a lot of disappointment, you know. And but the first 10 minutes of the game, you know, we conceded those two goals. You know, we scored 13 points. We 13 scores to 10. So we talked, you know, we felt during the week, we don't know, we're averaging 110 a game. We felt if we kept the goals out, we would have enough on the other side of the field to win it. And that would have proved the point if we managed to keep the goals out. But listen, fair play to Dunlow. I wish them all the best now. They went and won the game fair and square. And listen, we have a long winter ahead of us.
Yeah, listen, you went into this game, Gary, having a week's break. Some people might have said or speculated that it would have broke your momentum, and maybe Dunlow playing here, as you say, in familiar territory last weekend in Clonhilly, a tough match as well. Maybe that helped them, and maybe the break didn't really suit you as much as people would have predicted.
Nah, listen, I think the break, you know, was good. It was good to have us. We're carrying a couple of knocks and niggles. We're able to get them a wee bit better. Like, we weren't on, didn't have everyone there today. We were missing Owen Scott the other day, so we were. Keelan Dunleavy's only back, so he is, from an ankle injury. So, like, we weren't going full tilt today. But I think going forward for the CCC, you know, I think there needs to be a break. And this is me after losing a quarterfinal. I think there needs to be a break between the quarterfinal and semifinal. I think it has to be a 2-week break there. Like, if you look at Dunlow, what they've done, they've had to play, as you said, the prelim as well. You know, before that, after round four, also in the after the fourth game, sorry, in round one as well, like, that's a lot. So it is.
Yeah, no break for them now. No, they go out next weekend.
No, and I think hopefully next year the CCC have done so much right. You know, I think there's a 4-week break from the last round of the league to the first round of the championship. I know you have a league final and a relegation games to play in there, but there's also an opportunity to pull the championship maybe a week earlier to allow a 2-week break between the quarter final and semi final, because they're massive games there, and one week, you know, it comes across too quick. So it does. I mean, especially, you know, if you're carrying in Knox and Eagles, and, you know, we're not full time athletes here, and you need the time to prepare. Listen, my turfer lying in the bog, because there was no summer in the last lot of weeks. They've been still lying there the last 10 days especially, but there was no time to get them out, unfortunately.
Mine too, Gary, because I'm that busy with the football, that busy following you. But anyway, listen, back to the game, I suppose. You went in 2 points down at the break. Not a position against Dunlow that you're unfamiliar with, because you have went in at the break maybe 7 points down before against Dunlow and come back, and I think it was only in the 45th minute of one game in Division 2 that you actually took the lead. So, I mean, you probably were feeling okay at halftime.
Yeah, listen, we talked about that, and we've been in this place before, you know, and even our last three games, Maureen, the games have come down to the home straight, you know. They were nip and tuck. We happened to be ahead in those games, and we were able to see them out. We were able to get home and get over the line. But today, you know, they got the first point of the second half. We came out. We actually rallied well then, I thought. I thought our older players, Keelan Kelly, Michael Murphy, Copper McFadden, I thought the three of them really got us going. And I thought our energy, Cormac Callan, Noshin Crawford, brought off the bench, gave us another lift. I just thought we were in a good place, and I could see us chasing it back. And I don't know, we were able to get up, in fairness to them, and Nick a couple of scores here and there. But, you know, like, trying to look on the positive side of it as well, you know, like, we're so young. Like, Hank Lee Day said there afterwards, like, you know, one of the coaches of the team, he said 10 of that team that played today, you know, played in the under-21s last year, the under-21 team that was beaten the county final by Guidoor. So we are doing a lot of things right, you know, and we're it's going to take a wee bit of time, you know, and you're trying to maximise that time, because we've a couple of key players who are over 30 as well, and you're trying to get, we have a good minor team, they're still in the minor championship, hopefully get another few of them next year. Like, our under 14s won the county semi-final last night, they're back in the county final. this morning after 7 o'clock, an under 9.5 bus pulled out to go to Greenlaw, another 10.5 bus pulled out to go to Greenlaw or Drumore. So over like 40 odd kids pulled out this morning as well to head off and represent the club. So we're doing a lot right. We just need to try and pull it a bit tighter and a bit more together going forward next year.
Yeah, and you alluded to it there. You're a very young squad, you know, a team that is building experience. And look, you lost last year in last year's quarter final stage to McCool's, and that was a serious hurt. You again find yourself in the same position 1 year on, you know, and people say, you know, you don't remember the losses, but you certainly do remember the losses, and perhaps that is what is going to bring you over the line maybe in the future, because a lot of those younger players now are going to gain that experience of the hurt of losing the quarter final and maybe be able to push on again next year. As you say, you're young and there's a lot of guys here pushing into the 21s, so a good football inside coming out of Glenswally.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we had, I mean, remember 2010, we lost a semi-final to Glenty, so we did. There was a massive hurt after that there, and that really drove us to 11 and 13 and 16 afterwards. So we did three championships that followed. That game would often be referenced. And listen, hopefully days like today will be stomached and put away and used and bottled up for the future when the opportunity arises again.